Yesterday, I mentioned Duff came in for Formline yesterday afternoon, and we were talking about many horses, and Shazzy Lee was one that came to our attention in the toy show, particularly off its last trial. Just thought we'd catch up with Scott Singleton. Morning to you, Scott.
G'day, mate.
Competitive race tomorrow, obviously stepping into a toy show, but the last trial, or the trial going into this race, was pretty good.
Yeah, no, she seems to, we tipped her out in good order after she won the Guineas, and she's come back a bit bigger, a bit stronger, and she seems to be going well.
Was that the key, that she went out in good form, that she went out with still maybe a bit of upside left?
I think so, because obviously she sort of had to improve from a three-year-old year to now to be competitive against those sort of mares tomorrow. So, yeah, I think we've done the right thing there. She's a big mare, and just give her that little bit of extra time and it might pay dividends this prep, you know.
So, I mean, for us watching the trial, she really did it strongly. What did you take out of it, Scott?
Look, she was out to do a little bit, but Jay certainly didn't test her too much. But I just wanted him to get the feel that she's going well and that she might measure up to that race tomorrow, really, you know.
Yep. So was that his opinion?
Yeah, he's happy with it. He came and galloped her once leading into that trial and then once since Tuesday morning. And I think, you know, it's good that I think I've got it right. And I think he certainly thinks she's going well enough and fit enough to be competitive. So we don't want to be walking away with any excuses.
No. I guess this is the crunch time, isn't it, for her, that she's meeting probably, you know, Dixie Blossoms and a couple of others that have got a bit of experience, but she's got a bit of upside too, you'd feel.
Yeah, she's a bit of a late bloomer. I think, you know, the best is ahead of her. But I think when she won that Group 3 there at home, she sort of almost put herself in this sort of mare's grade. But I suppose tomorrow will just tell whether she's up to it or not and where she sits, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Where do you think she'll get to tomorrow from that draw?
She'll go back. She always goes back. She's best off held up for as long as possible. That's sort of how she won the Guineas.
Yep.
And, you know, even similar to how Jay rode her at the trials the other day, just sort of keep her snookered away and just pick runs through, you know.
All right. Well, that's Shazzy Lee. Well, watch for her. Double figure odds. Certainly off what you're saying is maybe include her in Quinella's trifectas, whatever you play there in exotics, that she's capable of getting in some money there tomorrow.
Yeah, I think she'd be very competitive, mate. I think she gets beat, she won't get beat far, you know.
Yeah, understand. Alluvian, obviously a big step, but rock hard fit?
Yeah, she's going terrific. She really is. She's working the house down at home, and I just want to sort of toughen her up a little bit against that company tomorrow, and she might even go away after tomorrow and come back and set her for the provincial championships. But she's got a little bit of upside. She's lightly raced. And going well, so the race just sort of suited that she needed to go around this week, you know.
Yep, understand. And what about the one in the last, Adjective, who came off your home track win there in really good fashion, finished off strongly?
Yeah, he's won a couple this prep, carrying big weights. He won with 61.5 there at home the other day, but he's tricky enough to place with his rating now. He's sort of almost got to carry 61 kilos at the midweeks or run him on a Saturday, but look, he'd have to be at his best, but in saying that, I think he's, I don't think I've had him going any better. So he can certainly run a cheeky race, I think.
Yeah. Well, mate, I hope they all run well for you. We'll be all over Shazzy Lee off the trial, mate. Hope the expectation is good tomorrow for you and runs really well.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Cheers, Singleton, joining us there from Hawkesbury with his three runners tomorrow.